NW Mobile.
T Mobile.
KN4TFW.
And how you doing today?
Yeah, doing pretty well. It's dry and everything. Did you get all your outside work done yesterday?
It's a negative. That's a negative. Got a. I got a mess in front of me today. In reality, it's gonna be a mess. Take it a step at a time, see what we can figure out.
It's supposed to be dry.
That and some of that's all going to be some outdoor stuff, so that'll really help us out on that. So we'll see what we can do. How'd your day go yesterday?
Pretty well. I was pleased. It wasn't bad at all.
So, have you heard any more about your schedule at the new one, if you'll be able to go in a little early?
Yeah, I hadn't yet. I filled out all their paperwork last night online, and that took an hour and a half. But I got all that done, and I think my first day I got to be there at 8:30.
To do probably a little orientation thing or something?
With all the chemicals and everything, there's going to be all kinds of rules and regulations. The hurricane's going to be a 4 by this afternoon.
Wow. Last I saw was, the 3, but not seen that. Man, that's terrible.
I saw that this morning when I got up. It was saying, like you said, a 3, and then by the time I left, they'd done changed it to a 4.
Just a monster picking up speed. I hope they don't want to hang out for that. They ought to just pack up and go play somewhere safe.
Yeah, done been packed up. And that I saw them, they were loading bunches of people on the buses and that, but with this COVID and everything, it was slowing things up. They're checking everybody's temperature and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what you would do. I guess you can't evacuate if you got a temperature.
Just let them just drive out, that's odd that they'd have to get on the bus. I guess unless there's just people that just don't have that's just for people who don't have means of transportation.
Any big city that most of the people that live in the city don't have any transportation. I know my my daughter-in-law that lives in Toronto, she ain't never had a car, and that gets around just fine up there.
That makes sense.
And if you got a car, they charge you to park on the street at night.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Morning. Yesterday afternoon to find a little bit of ammo.
TOT. Oh yeah, what'd you get?
Some 223s, and then I found some 38 specials, 9mm. What else did I get? Then I had to pick up some 308 and 30-30 for hunting season. And that, but I was surprised they had it, but over at Palmetto. But the guy said whatever they have's got to last them about 3 months, and so they only put out a little bit at certain times of the day and at different times of the day, so that people have a chance to get it.
Wow, man, 3 months—that's that's crazy. Good plans for the week.
I had a few projects to do with the new piece of equipment that came in, but they kind of wanted to hold off till they see if they could at least dump somebody in my spot, to so they could learn a little bit and everything. So I got to see how that goes and what they're going to do. I know they had about 5 or 6 people apply from outside the company, so we'll just have to see what they're going to do.
Well, hey, I get it. Yeah, that makes sense to try to do that. So, yeah, I guess we'll just wait and see what they do with those people.
know, new parts into the supply room all that often. So, you know, it's, if you got to do 6 or 8 or 10 parts and put them all in there, it gives you some practice to, you know, at least some repetition to get used to doing it.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I hope you have a fantastic day today. This is 7-3 to you, and hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Sam, hope you have an awesome day and get some of that outside work done before it sets in raining again, and try to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.